Hello and hi. I am honestly like struggling with how to word all of this, but I just wanted to give an update, like a small, honest update on where I've been for the last few days. And no one's been upset on here or anything and been like, oh my God, where are you? But I still just wanted to say what's been going on because this is the place where I try to be like the most open and honest about my life and how I'm doing. And just, I really appreciate this about this platform. So my honest answer of where I've been is preparing for a fire that I am in the path of, and it is not what I expected, and almost all the West Coast it feels like is just actively on fire right now. There's just so many fires and so many people out there working and helping and volunteering, and it is amazing to like see the different sense of community that comes out when bad things happen. But it's been different. I never really thought like, hey, like I have on my whiteboard, I'm looking at it, my plans on Sunday, like my to-do list that I have on Sunday, and so many things still haven't been done because I was expecting this like normal, calm and quiet week, not one where I start learning about how to evacuate for a fire and calling family and deciding what to do if this happens, when to leave if this happens, and preparing with pets. And I have like a small 2-door Jeep with no trunk, and my pets alone will take up my back seat. So just thinking to myself, if you had to put your entire life in your front seat, what would you take? Is a question I've never asked myself until now. And I promise none of this is like a complaint or a woe is me. It's just, this is just where I've been and what I've been dealing with right now. Even to say like dealing with it sounds really heavy. Because I'm safe and I'm okay and I have a plan, and the more that I started to plan and prepare, like I have all my things by the door and cleaned out my car and make sure I have a full tank of gas and all these different things to just be as safe as I possibly can. And it's really not so much about like what I can take and like that. As far as just like safety and being all right, I will admit though, I have like one backpack packed of like my little things. And I most definitely packed an original Tykables, like the very last one I have, because that sounds like a weird ABDL like party question, right? Like, what would you take in a fire? And you're like, my Tykables original diaper and my like important documents in a manila envelope. And yeah, obviously, even if it was like that quick of a situation, I wouldn't care about like which diaper I grab or anything like that. And to be quite honest, I haven't really been like freaking out about it and like absolutely panicking because there's so much that is not within my control in this situation, and I've done everything that I can that is within my control. And then after that, you just have to be calm and let the rest just happen. And so I have a plan for safety. I promise I'm okay. It's just been different. It's been a different way of thinking about things and like smoke and ash, and yeah, that's been part of the week. On a brighter note, and like a kind of funnier update, is I've had an issue with what I thought were raccoons taking my diapers, like from my trash cans. Like I kept finding my trash bin knocked over, and had found like one of my diapers across the street. And was really embarrassed about it. Like, luckily, it wasn't like a neighbor saw or like someone came to me and was like, hey, like, but still, and it was like just my trash. I couldn't figure it out. Like, when it first happened, I looked up and down the street and multiple trashes had been knocked over, and then suddenly it was mine. Then it happened again, and like one of my pull-ups had been peed on, and I was like, man, am I in like an actual pissing competition with raccoons? No. Last week, I got bungee cords, thinking like, we'll see if it helps with the raccoons, if this will help. So I bungee corded my trash can to a tree, and I moved my bin to not be like just so close to the street. And I hear the bin, and I'm thinking like, yes. I hit my porch light, I look out my window expecting to see like multiple sets of glowing eyes and some like trash pandas about to have the time of their life. And I see a bear, like just a full-grown bear, 6 feet from my window. In my trash, just eating an old rotisserie chicken, having a great time. And I'm like, you've been eating my diapers. I actually watched him eat one of my diapers, which is gross, but like, It's not like I was going to go out there and just, like, smack his hand and tell him no. I still cannot believe it. So, this whole time, and that bear laughed at my bungee cords. Like, it did not help the situation whatsoever. He hasn't been back since then. And part of it could just be because of, like, fires. And that could also be why I've had a bear recently, like, bear issues and stuff like that, and why they're moving in a certain direction. But yeah, I had to share that. I called my dad, like my actual father, and was like, oh my god, like I'm staring at a bear, like it wasn't a raccoon. And have now gotten the nickname Dr. Doolittle. I think the funniest part about it is I'm watching this bear eat my trash, and even grabbed like one of my lights I use for photos and aimed it outside of the window, thinking like maybe that would deter him, and even just wanted to get a better look at the bear eating my trash and diapers. Then I see something moving out of the corner of my eye in my driveway, and I'm like, what, is that another one? What's going on? It's just like a giant coyote. And then I'm like, what else is that? There's another one. And now there's two coyotes watching the bear eat my trash. And I'm just sitting there looking out the window like, what is going on? So now I know. And luckily, like, that window wasn't by my front door, and I wasn't feeling, like, too stressed out, and he wasn't even interested in my fence or coming near it, but I will probably end up moving my bin if it happens again even further away from my house, but I definitely had to share that little snippet. I'm trying to think of anything else that might have happened recently. I did also order some new diapers that Rears has. They look so babyish with this, like, Velcro front and this little kind of, like, I don't know how to describe it, but you know that baby diaper cut on the tapes and then just like a really soft blue all white, and they look like they would be like a cloth-backed baby diaper all white. Like if Pampers could be a white adult diaper, that's what it reminds me of. And I'm really excited about them, even though I have dark humor. Even though I might not have a house to like ship them to or for them to be delivered to, because I didn't think that the situation would end up being like so severe. And containment's getting a little bit better, but I'm still very much on the edge of, like, you just might have to leave at any given moment, and that's okay, too. It's just about being safe, not about things. But, yeah, I'm sorry, because this is rambling all over. That's also just been a little bit of my mind and my thoughts this week. But, yeah, exciting new find for white diapers to possibly try in the future. A fire... A bear. This sounds, oh my god, like an absolute mess when I say it all out loud like that. But another big update is that my crib is supposed to be ready on Wednesday, and we had talked about a Saturday delivery weeks ago. And so I had let Kyle know, hey, if I'm gonna evacuate, then probably not a good time to bring it. So I could have a week where the fire is way more contained, I'm safe, things are okay, and in the next week, like, it could just be fine, and I could have, like, a new crib, or I could evacuate and be in Arizona for an unknown amount of time, and that is currently where I'm at. And yeah, I'm also gonna say this. I've been really, really grateful for the fact that the last couple years I've been really into stoicism, which is so much focused on what is in my control, what isn't, and how to feel fulfilled and happy in life with the things that are in my control. And one of the like stoic exercises is negative visualization, which is, what if I didn't have my bed? And so some people will take it as far as to not sleep in their bed for a week, 2 weeks, a month, and just truly try to appreciate the fact of what would life be if I didn't have my bed? I don't want to take this for granted. And it could be with like, what if I didn't have my car? What if I didn't have my house? What if I didn't have a lot of different things? And so for a long time now, it's something that I try to often think about and ask myself, what if you didn't have this? I think because of doing that and regularly thinking the things in my life are not permanent, I can't say like, wow, I'm just 100% calm, and if I lost my house, like, wouldn't even bat an eye. Like, no, I'm still human. But I'm grateful for thinking that way and for reading like what I have and listening to what I have on close to a daily basis now for a very long time. has helped. Like, this situation, I just realized it's so far out of my control. And what if you do lose everything? And in this way, I've almost started to think of it like as a, then you do. There's, what more could you do if it did happen? And could it truly be that devastating if you're safe and okay and your pets are safer and okay and you have family to go to? It could just be 10 times worse. And I still see, like, all the other fires that are affecting people and people who have lost their homes. And I'm seeing on the East Coast, like, that it's hurricane and just storm season. And I just hope that everybody who's out there is absolutely safe. And I don't know. I challenge you to maybe ask yourself and try to negatively visualize something in your life this week and maybe not absolutely give it up, but just maybe ask yourself, what if I didn't have X, Y, and Z? And mentally, like, try to be okay with that. And yeah, it's one of my favorite things to do just because it does make you appreciate things. And now in situations like this, it makes you realize how much you've kind of accepted how temporary certain things in life can be and that it's really not always about things. And yeah, just thank you for listening to my very rambly Patreon update. I promise I have a new photo set that is going to be up tomorrow that I'm pretty excited about, and I just hope everyone is okay and safe, and feel free to message me, especially if maybe you are going through, like, wildfire stuff or storms or anything like that, or maybe just need someone to talk to. I promise, like, I'm here and have been catching up on my inbox tonight too, because I myself was a little bit quiet, like, trying to process and think about a lot of things. But I just don't want anybody on here to feel like you're absolutely alone or that you can't talk to anybody, or maybe you're going through something similar for the first time. Like, things like this, it's just nice to be able to talk to other people who've maybe been through something similar or understand or just want to chit chat, because I think sometimes we could all use a friend, especially this year. I don't think this year has really left anybody's life completely normal and unscathed. Like, almost impossible. And if you have, I envy you just a little bit. So, like, I just hope everyone's okay. And that, yeah, this is my little honest and very rambly update. So thank you for giving it a listen.